I'd like to reconvene the Lane County Board of Commissioners. It's again Tuesday, February 10th, 2015. And we will pick up our agenda at item 11A, which is the third reading and continued public hearing for ordinance 15-01 in the matter of amending Lane Code Chapter 15 to adopt a vehicle registration fee if approved by Lane County voters in May 2015. And I will turn this over to Lydia McKinney real quick for any additional staff report, and then we will reopen the public hearing afterwards. Ms. McKinney.
I didn't know if you wanted to just reiterate that Commissioner Farr is.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Commissioner Farr is attending today. He is in Washington, D.C. On our United Front trip lobbying Congress. He is on our speakerphone here. So if people would please use their microphones today, because it is very difficult to hear over the speakerphone if you don't use your microphone. So get right up to the mics and speak loudly so Commissioner Farr can hear. And we will get a microphone above the speakerphone when he wants to participate also to make sure everybody can hear him. So with that, I will turn it back to Ms. McKinney.
Thanks very much, Chair Bozovich, Commissioners.
We're right here up today. To the mic there.
Pardon?
There you go.
Okay. We're here today for the third reading and continued public hearing on the proposed vehicle registration fee. And today we are asking for the board to approve the ordinance to place the fee on the May ballot. And I'll just quickly do a summary of how we got here. Again, as we've discussed, the county has historically had.
Ms. McKinney speaking, I cannot hear it.
Okay, you need to really get right up to the mic and speak. There you go.
Commissioner Farr, is this better? Can you hear me now?
Can you hear now?
Okay, how about that? Can you hear this?
Enough. Thank you.
Okay. So we're here for a third reading, continued public hearing on the vehicle registration fee. And the summary of how we got here is, as we've discussed a number of times, the county historically has had timber revenues or forest payments in addition to our state highway fund dollars. This allowed us to build a really excellent transportation system and also gave us funding to keep that well maintained. We also, it actually allowed us to have a revenue sharing program where we provided road funding to the cities within Lane County. The forest payments that replaced the timber revenues began a steady decline over a decade ago, and the county did respond. We've reduced our staff by 35% since 2000. We've reorganized and consolidated departments, and we've implemented efficiencies and applied innovative technologies to our pavement preservation methods. We've even had to start cutting road maintenance services like the dust abatement program for gravel roads. But despite these measures, we have reached what we're calling the tipping point, and the board has recognized and indicated to staff that we need a stable funding source for a fiscally responsible means of maintaining and preserving safe roads and bridges. The board wants us to continue being able to invest a dollar to keep our roads in good shape rather than letting them deteriorate and having to take $12 or more per square foot to rebuild them. So a revenue options committee was formed, generated 28 different means of new revenue sources for the road fund, and of those 28, 7 were forwarded to our Citizens Advisory Committee, the Roads Advisory Committee, for further review. That Roads Advisory Committee analyzed the most promising in detail, and they did recommend unanimously that the board consider a vehicle registration fee. Some of the reasons that the RAC recommended this to the board is that the funds are generated by road users. Vehicle registrations are relatively funding over relatively stable over time. The revenues would be shared with cities, so we would distribute 40% of the funds to the cities and 60% would be for the county. It's a very cost-effective means of implementation and administration because it's collected by the state through their current system. And this is also very important that this money is constitutionally dedicated and limited to road purposes only. The board has had several meetings on this issue since last August. On January 6th, we had the first reading on the ordinance and set the public hearing for the 27th. 2 weeks ago, the 27th, we had the opening of the public hearing. 20 people spoke, And there were several questions that were raised there, which are echoed by that we heard when we went out and spoke with the cities. And I know the board has also been in receipt of comments through Engage Lane County. There's been other means that we've all been receiving comments. And there's some common themes in some of the comments we've received. I think the first most common thing that we hear is, it's a regressive fee. Why aren't you exempting people who have multiple vehicles or people who have fixed incomes? And again, the real challenge for the county is that we have no authority to make any exemptions other than vehicles that are already exempt. There are a number of vehicles that are exempt. I want to be clear that trailers, we had that there was an article in the paper about trailers which are not exempt, but travel trailers, recreational vehicles, motorhomes, those are exempt from the fee. Antique vehicles, classic cars are exempt from the fee. Disabled veterans vehicles are exempt from the fee, farm vehicles. So there are some state exemptions that we, of course, will also give, but we have limitations. We cannot exempt anything further. Another very common question is, why aren't we taxing trucks? They're not paying their fair share. And again, as we've discussed here a number of times, trucks over 26,000 pounds in the state of Oregon were rather unique in that they do pay this weight mile fee. In addition, trucks pay a sliding registration fee based on their weight. So when staff did an analysis of what the comparison is between what a passenger vehicle pays as compared to what a truck pays, if you look at the average number of miles a passenger vehicle drives compared with the average number of miles a truck drives, because that's how we calculate the fees. Trucks pay 37 times what the passenger vehicles do. And then every 2 years, the state requires an analysis to demonstrate trucks pay their fair share. There's been questions about studded tires because they do cause more damage to the roads. And again, with studded tires, the same with bicycles. We don't have a mechanism to be able to tax those, collect those fees efficiently. So it would actually cost us more to collect the fees from studded tire users or bicyclists than we would be able to generate. The question, again, we're receiving is about the weight of vehicles. Why aren't we charging based on the weight and having heavier passenger vehicles pay more? And again, we are limited by the state, but we've also understand that to some degree there really is not much difference with regards to passenger vehicles. You know, everything up to about 10,000 pounds has roughly the same impact on the road. So again, those are some of the common themes and questions that we've heard. Depending on what the board's decision is today, if there is a decision to move this forward, then we will create a website. We have this in the works to provide some of this information and also have other means of being able to get that word out to people through speakers, bureaus, and those types of things. So at the conclusion of last 2 weeks ago, the public hearing, the board gave very specific language to staff to revise the ordinance to clarify that the funds could not be used for rural patrol. That is currently in the Oregon Constitution as well. And also to specify that it is the board's intent, and now it will be codified, that the funds for Lane County will be used only for maintenance and preservation of our roads and bridges, that we will not be using this for any new projects, which again was never our intent. So I'll close my comments here just with a reminder to the board, which is that we do need to make a decision today in order to meet our deadlines. There's an item after this in which we'll discuss the voter's pamphlet and the ballot language in the event that the board chooses to move this forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any questions for Ms. McKinney? Seeing none, I will reopen the public hearing. And I have, and I'm, it looks like I'm getting another sheet here. But so far, I have five people signed up to speak to us. And I will call your name and the next person. And if you'll come to the microphone and state your name and the city you're from for the record, and then I'll begin a three-minute timer at that point, and you'll have 3 minutes to address the board. The first speaker is James Madison, and followed by James Nagel.
My name is James Madison. I am a Springfield resident, and I'm speaking on speaking for all the people who have antique vehicles, and I feel that tagging all those people that have multiple vehicles would be a real hit on their pocketbook, especially if they're retired, limited income, and I feel that somehow or another we ought to come up with something else. But I'm against it, as you can probably tell. I could maybe, I put on the paper there neutral, but I'm sticking with against. But I'm just stating the fact that I think that it would hurt people that have got multiple vehicles, especially if younger families that have children that have, that are driving, that's going to hurt them also. But I haven't got any more to say. Thank you.
Thank you. James Nagel, followed by John Nagy.
My name is James Nagel. I live south of Cottage Grove in the county. We have three vehicles, cars, and in addition to that, a trailer. On seeing this, I immediately went out and said, how many miles have I driven on these cars? The main car was 5,800 miles. 5,900, I guess I can't see well. Secondary car is 1,300. Our pickup truck is 600. And the trailer that we have, I'm estimating at 160 miles. And that really includes two trips to Lane Forest Products. Relative to the projected fund or charge, that's very close to 2 cents a mile for every mile I drive. And I think that's terrible. And in looking at the fact of, yes, we have the multiple vehicles, why? Well, as they're getting old, one is a backup. We don't drive any multiple vehicles now. It just doesn't happen that we have two out on the road at the same time. And this really translates into 2 cents a mile, or about 2 cents a mile, for the charge of having all four vehicles there. The trailer may go pretty soon, but as I now just have two more trees that just came down on my property, and I have a lot of cleanup work, so that probably wasn't going to happen. The equivalent cost of the four vehicles in a gas tax would be approximately 50 cents a gallon. And that, I know, won't be an easy thing to sell, but I have to say, for the damage I see in our shopping trips and going around the county, even on the interstates, it's big trucks that seem to be causing the damage. Of course, there's the log haulers and the gravel and concrete trucks when you get into county roads. The increasing of fees for these trucks and the studded tires and all vehicles would be a reasonable, I think, a more reasonable thing. And I believe the other counties in the state have the same problem to somewhat of a degree, if not as bad as Lane. So I really think that in conjunction with the gas tax increase, which I think would be relative to the current price of gas, would probably sell easily. a small increase in the tax rates is justified, and if it doesn't go that way, a small increase in the property taxes would be probably more evenly distributed of the charges.
Thank you. We have John, and may I apologize for how I pronounce people's names
right.
Now. And if
I could mispronounce my whole name, life.
John Nagy, and followed by Tom Turner. And if I could ask Commissioner Farr if he would mute his phone.
Thank you.
Okay. My name's John Nagy. I was here. Maybe I'll step back a little bit.
No, go ahead and step right up.
Okay. I was here last meeting, and I listened to a lot of people complain about the roads in Lane County. Okay. Now, my history is I've driven 3.7 million miles in my lifetime. I have three vehicles right now that will be taxed, okay? One has 330,000 miles on it, one has 265,000 miles on it, and one has 156,000 miles on it. So that's basically close to 700,000 miles on those three vehicles. I have yet to blow a tire or knock my front end out in all those miles, driving across country, driving through Lane County, driving on forest roads. So the people that complain about that the roads are so bad, there must be really bad drivers, because I have yet to have to repair one, okay, for that. Now, my license fee is $42 per vehicle per year, and you're going to raise it by $35. That is huge, huge increase that a lot of these people, including myself, really would prefer not to pay. I would like to pay a small increase and increase the gas tax, okay? You have never guaranteed that this money will stay in Lane County and be used only in Lane County. It'll go to the state. The state will disperse it. And if they need some money that's available to tax, and you guys, not saying you, I'm saying the government does this all the time. Okay, you promise one thing and something else happens. You don't listen to the people out here. EMX is a perfect example. Okay, the first thing that was out there was a bypass on West 11th. Okay, spent millions of dollars. The city killed it because that's not what the mayor wanted. Okay, so you guys do not listen to us. I go to meetings all the time. And what I found from all the meetings I've gone to is that it's all preset, predetermined, and you listen to us, you let us vent, and then you go do what the hell you want anyhow. Okay? A little article I got out of the paper, it says, 51 cents is the, I get my glasses out, is the amount that Americans say that the federal government wastes of each tax dollar. 42 cents. The amount Americans estimate the state government wastes each tax dollar. So that's 91 cents or 93 cents out of my taxes. You guys just kiss away or whatever you do with it. I wouldn't want your job. I understand it's a hard job. But you don't listen. You're not a government of the people anymore. Okay? You're a government of dollars. Dollars that big people with big money can spend and slant your views, and you can't tell me they don't, because big money would slant my views, okay? I understand you have a good idea that you want to come and help us out and support us, but you don't always do it. 90% of the time, it seems like you guys just kind of blow it away. And I'm sorry, I'm speaking of the whole government, and that's who you represent right now, okay? We can't keep giving. We can give a little and willing to do that. But you're going to cost me $200 and some bucks you know, every 2 years, $295 roughly, increases for what I have to pay to drive my car on this. And I drive all over Lane County. I deliver RVs. I deliver motorhomes. I go up and down the coast. I go across the country.
If you could wrap up, Mr. Nagy.
Okay, I'm done.
Thank you. Please, no applause because it takes away time from other people, and it's also may inhibit people from speaking. Mr. Turner, or should I say Sheriff?
Either works. Either
followed
works.
Followed by, looks like, Katie Henry.
I should point out that I have multiple pages, but it's written in font big enough that I can actually see it, I think. So we'll see how that goes. Chairman Bosevich, Board of County Commissioners, my name is Tom Turner. I'm the sheriff here in Lane County. It's my pleasure to be with you here today and to be part of dealing with this time in our county's history when we're trying to make Lane County a better place to live. That is the challenge, and I certainly take it as an honor, as I know you guys do. As sheriff of Lane County, I'm not the first person to tell you that our county is in financial distress. We have experienced the unintended impacts of a fixed, low tax rate with continued inflation, coupled with the recent loss of federal funds that we have previously relied upon for our basic services. Over the past few decades, the federal payments this county has enjoyed to fund the basic services has slowly been cut back and is now non-existent. It's gone. It's time to find a new way, a sustainable way, a way that's feasible for our working families to move forward toward a better Lane County. We recognize that the community members and the neighbors of Lane County deserve better. All the departments and the offices that provide these critical services to Lane County have suffered. We have cut budgets, we've cut staff, and as a result, cut the services to provide that we provide to the community as Lane County. Community members feel the impact of the loss of these services every day. The sheriff's office has less than 24-hour patrols. The district attorney's office lacks staff to prosecute large number of criminal or felony crimes, assessment, and taxation. They provide services to over 80 different districts with very few personnel and very few resources. One of the things that I worked very hard to bring as sheriff is to keep the idea of hope alive. Someday, we hope to have a robust and adequate public safety system. We need to start restoring our service levels piece by piece to help us move forward. All of the services the county provides are important and necessary for the health and quality of life in our community. We spent time as a county rebuilding a piece of public safety of the public safety system in May of 2013. As a community, we worked together to identify the need and a way to meet that need that worked for the residents of Lane County. We are at a critical decision right now, making time for our roads. A next step, if you will, is providing the routine maintenance to our roadways. It's more cost-effective now rather than allowing them to deteriorate to a level of such disrepair that it will require massive reconstruction to make them safe again. Very much like maintaining your car or the roof on your home, we have an opportunity to take another step towards making our county a better place to live, the best place to live. Citizens of Lane County and visitors to our beautiful area need to have safe and adequate roads as well, an integral part of their day-to-day lives. And to deliver emergency services to Lane County, we need to have adequate roads that we will be able to get that'll get us to your homes safely and quickly. Today, it comes down to maintaining our roads on an ongoing basis as part of the living system that is Lane County. All of us within the county are interdependent. We must work together to keep these components alive. I support the vehicle registration fee in order to do this, and I'm going to thank you for your time.
Thank you. We have Katie Henry, followed by Milt Lopnow.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I am stepping up here. My name is Katz Henry. I moved to Notai, Oregon, which is in Lane County. I can barely afford a car. I can barely afford anything. I happen to be disabled. I was born with a birth defect, although I do need this vehicle to be able to drive to doctors, to be able to take whatever care I need, as well as our elders and the rest of our disabled people and low-income families. For you guys to allow this raise when supposedly what happened to our lottery money? Okay, that's supposed to be taking care of our roads and our schools. Okay. Well, I don't see that happening. Somebody is sucking up the money. Maybe you should ask that question. Where is all this money going that you don't have, that you're supposed to have, that everybody is paying for? I agree with this gentleman right here. He's absolutely 100% correct. I applaud him. I really hope that you guys will think about our lesser privileged that do not have very good incomes, do not live in very nice homes, and have very nice cars. Okay? We can't afford that. You take that from us, we have to juggle whether or not we get to eat or pay this, or if we get to have a place to even go in the car, if we can't afford to go anywhere because you guys are nickel and diming us to death. You know, I really suggest that you open your hearts a little bit bigger and think about what's already out there. Question, where is it? Where'd all the money go? What'd you guys do with it? What this community do with this money that everybody's paying out of their pocket each and every day? Taxes, everything. You guys have the same song and dance about, we need this again. Well, why? You already got it. So I ask you, gentlemen, to review this and don't go by what you already decided and this is just, you know, I get to stand here, talk, make it look good, whatever. Just, you know, dig around a little bit. Maybe cut back on some of them vacations. Tighten up on your belt. You know, I mean, come on, we don't make that kind of money. Maybe you guys do. Maybe you do. Maybe you can afford that. I can't. My grandmother can't. My grandfather can't. We can't. And now you want to tax even the kids on bicycles? Maybe. Maybe we can hit them up. You know? That's all I have to say. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Right at 3 minutes there. We have Milt Lopnow and
Commissioner Killer here.
And I don't have any further people signed up, but I will allow anyone that wishes to speak speak. So
Milt. Okay, I'm Milt Lopnow, and I live on the corner of Butler and Shefford, Elmira, probably somewhere in this neighborhood, maybe, I don't know. And I'm 100% for the tax. Number one, that windstorm yesterday blew trees down all over, and half the night and all day today, they are out there with their graders getting the things open and cleaning so the emergency vehicles can get through to this lady in case she has a problem. And in the wintertime when it's icy, they sand the hill. I have that little fire station up there. They sand that hill so that, you know, and that all costs money so that they could get the vehicles out to emergencies and things of that nature. And I think they've done a good job. And I do believe that by having more deputy sheriffs out there, that would cut down on the crime and the thieves and that kind of thing. You know, even just exposure, if it, you know, right where I live on that corner, people come around a corner like that and they don't even know it's a stop street. It's supposed to be 40 miles an hour at that intersection and they're going 60. And makes you wonder, you know, is some little kid gonna, you know, on a bicycle gonna get it, or somebody walking their dogs and stuff? And so yes, I'm 100% for it. Cost me $3 a month. $3 is all it's going to cost me a month per car. And for $3 a month, I think my neighbor over here is worth that in case they need an emergency. And I am for taxing bicycles, adult bicycles only. You know, it costs money to put the strip down through there and that kind of thing, and I am 100% for that. And while I got you on the line here, I'm 100% for having toilets where the homeless are, if you understand what that is. But that's a different subject entirely. But, yes, I am 100% for that. And I do have one thing more. These parks we have, county parks, some of them have RV pads there. Have the people from the jail come out there and build more spaces and have certain amount of those for permanent RV spaces, have income off of it, and then the inmates can get, say, a day off for 2 days. It'll help our sheriff's office have more money in our control. So that's a different subject. But, yes, I'm 100% for that. And for $3 a day, or $3 a month, rather, and my neighbor can have safety and I can have safety. So you vote my way. I get this snake killer out now, but you know what I'm saying. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak during this public hearing? Seeing and hearing none, I will close the public hearing. And I'd like to spend just a real quick moment to respond to some of the testimony we heard. And I really appreciate everyone that came in today, everyone that came in 2 weeks ago, all the emails we have received, all the telephone calls, even the old-fashioned snail mail letters that we have actually received. All of those have been copied and distributed to the full board and entered into our public record. So any way you contact the board, even voicemail messages have been distributed to the full board and have been entered into our public record on this. Mr. Madison spoke about antique vehicles. One of the things I want to make clear is that this registration fee, because the state does not register antique vehicles annually, will not apply to antique vehicles. There's a one-time registration for an antique vehicle. There was some discussion about the fee, the funds not being used in Lane County. The one thing that is probably one of the benefits of this particular fee is it's a local fee that is only available for use in Lane County. There will be a small administrative portion that the state will charge us to actually collect the money, which is far less than 1% of the total tax collected. In fact, it's probably one of the cheapest taxes collected because the state already does this for Multnomah County, so they already have experience and they've estimated the annual cost to be about $80,000. Very small when you compare it to $11.5 million possible revenue. That is money that will be distributed 60% to Lane County after we pay the administration costs, and then 40% to the cities without any of the administration costs tacked on to that. That can only be spent here in Lane County. It's very specific to Lane County. And one of the things I like to remind people of, because it's a local tax, it won't have some of those things state and federal funding has attached to it, like a minimum 1% being spent on art. So it's local control of that. There was a mention of use of lottery money for roads. That's a misunderstanding. There is the lottery is not set up to fund roadways. It funds schools and economic development and parks, and that's it. There is no lottery money that has ever gone to roads and ever will go to roads unless they change stuff constitutionally. I really do want to appreciate people that come and speak. We do listen. We hear what you have to say. One of the things, you know, there I feel for all the folks that are talking about this is going to be difficult to afford for some folks. We understand any time we ask for additional revenue. When we ask for the 55-cent levy for the sheriff's and the jail system and youth services, we understood that was going to be an imposition on people on that are being on the edge financially. One of the things about this particular fee for me that I'm willing to ask the voters whether they want to implement it. One of the things we're not doing is we're not here to implement the fee. We're here about whether we want to ask the voters or not. Is I feel that if we don't offer the voters this opportunity to spend a dollar today on maintaining roads, I'll be back or a board, may not be me, in 5 years asking you for $10 to $12 in 4 or 5 years to repair the roads that we haven't maintained up to then. So this is actually asking for a dollar today so we don't have to come back in 5 years and ask you for 10 or 12, which is going to add largely to the number of people that won't be able to afford that tax at that time. This is actually hard to conceptualize sometimes, but maintaining our roads now is actually avoiding higher taxes in the future. So I just wanted to answer the few things we heard today. I don't know if any of my fellow board members want to comment on some of today's testimony or not, or if they have any. Commissioner Stewart and Commissioner Sorensen.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. I would add a couple more pieces. There are, it's kind of difficult to find, but there are several different classes of items that are exempt. And antique cars is approximately anything that's over 60 years are considered to be an antique. There's, you have to calculate it based on, I think, 1956 to today, and so there's a strange way to do it. But there's also the option of classic cars or special interest vehicles. If those vehicles are over 25 years in age and is part of a club, so hypothetically if you're a Chevelle or a Ford pickup club or something like that, it's possible that you can register those vehicles through the DMV with just basically one registration fee and purchase a plate, and those would be exempt. There's also trailers. When we talk about trailers, trailers that have a payload, including their own weight, less than 1,800 pounds, is exempt also. It's recommended that you title those trailers in case they get stolen so that they can be returned potentially if found. But trailers like, hypothetically, small snowmobile trailers that hold a couple, or people make trips to the dump with small trailers. If it's under 1,800 pounds, it's not required to be registered under state registration, and consequently wouldn't have to pay this increase because it's exempt. So there's quite a few things. Hopefully, over time, if this moves forward, we'll be able to explain that in greater detail.
Commissioner Sorensen.
I just wanted to also clarify a few other things. One is on the, and by the way, I may be just sensitive to this, but it's not the driver that's over 60. It's the vehicle, right?
Vehicle.
Okay, yes. Very good. Okay. So regarding other things that have been brought up, why don't heavy trucks pay the fee? Answer: state law prohibits Lane County from putting any fee on big trucks. Why don't bicycles pay the fee? Answer: because state law prohibits that. Why is the fee for motorcycles lower than cars? Because Lane County has the authority to make that distinction if it wants. That's one of the very few that we do have some latitude on. Why isn't the fee $36 or $33 or $43 or $100? Well, because it has to be set somewhere between 0 and 43. The board is picking 35. So that's a few answers to some of those questions. And I also think that there was the issue of travel trailers, and I actually forgot the answer on that. So what is the scope of the recreational vehicle trailer?
Travel trailers, recreational vehicles are exempt from the fee.
Okay, thank you.
Commissioner Lykin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I think part, and again, they're exempt because fees paid by RVs or travel trailers actually go into state parks. They do not go into the Department of Transportation. And part of that is the camping issue. And I worked very closely with Mr. Russell this last session on making sure we got a fair formula split. You know, I really appreciate the testimony that was provided by citizens, and it's good to see Mr. Madison, who's actually from my hometown, from Springfield, and I think it's interesting because when I hear comments about people aren't listening, I got to tell you, we try the best we can. I can tell you, my 10 years when I was mayor, One of the things I was asked is you need to improve our public safety system. We have more officers in patrol, more firefighters, and we have a jail. And by the way, Springfield now has one of the lowest property crime rates out of any city, one of the largest cities in the state today because of that, because we listened. And so I think or improve the economy. We did add a few thousand jobs, $1.4 billion of private sector investment in the city as well during my time as mayor. So we do listen, and we try to listen. But I think you've heard here pretty loud and clear, you know, what our options are. What we're really presenting is what we would deem maybe possibly as a solution or an option, and you're going to vote on it. We're not enacting it. Commissioner Bozovich just stated that very well. You're going to have that opportunity to vote on it. We're not going to enact it. It's a solution. But here's something I would like for folks to think about. So we're getting close to April 15th. So that's tax filing time. So maybe a question you'd like to ask yourself is when you file your federal taxes, maybe the question you want to ask yourself is, why aren't these taxes necessarily coming back to the citizens of Lane County like they used to? Think about that. 54% of Lane County is owned by the federal government, and yet we have watched those dollars that came directly to Lane County because of the U.S. Forest Service, and it was primarily because of timber harvests or the replacement called Secure Rural Schools. At one time, Lane County receiving close to about $25 million of road funds. If it was based on the harvest today, that number is $600,000. There you go. We have a low property tax rate because of what we thought was a really good partnership with our federal partners. Turns out, I think most folks in back in D.C. think rural America is the suburbs of Chicago. And, I don't think that. So we're presenting just an option here. Our Road Advisory Committee, as Ms. McKinney mentioned, went through several options, came back, said this is maybe the most feasible. I thought it was pretty interesting, the gentleman talking about what it potentially would cost him about 2 cents per mile, is that correct? I think is what you'd mentioned. And I was just recently appointed the Road User Fee Task Force, so we're looking at, and it's a task force, it has already been presented by the legislature, replacing the gas tax with a road user fee, and you would not believe what they're looking at as a potential replacement. It's anywhere from 1 to 2 cents per mile as a replacement to the gas tax. So it was kind of ironic you brought that number up because that's actually the number that's been thrown out there as potential. Right now it's in early stages. I don't see this happening for a few more years, but this is kind of where things are going as far as road funds. So this really is a solution or an option, I should say, an option that's being presented to the voters of Lane County. You get to decide if you think it's viable or not. And if it isn't, then you're telling us we need to go back to the drawing board. You know, I'm okay with that. I've been back to the drawing board many times. Believe me, if you've been in business for yourself any time, you learn to adapt and improvise constantly. And as a small business owner, that seemed to be my vocabulary most of the time. So I got to tell you, the comments, I think, we hear these comments. We're within the law. We can only do certain things. I thought I'd let you know real quickly, if you're interested, coming to the legislature, Senate Bill 177, which is being sponsored by Senator Boquist, requires registration of certain bicycles imposes $10 registration. So if you want to contact Senator Boquist, there you go if you want that. There's also one by Representative Greenlick that requires permit for operation of motor vehicles with studded tires. So if you'd like to send a letter to these respective legislators, I advise you to immediately if you support those ideas, because at this point in time, Lane County can't unless the state legislature moves forward. So that's where we are. So here's the options for you. If we decide to move forward on this, you all get to make the decision. If the decision is no, then we come back to the drawing board. So thank you very much for taking the time to testify. For me personally, I do very much appreciate it. And I'm hopeful that we are hearing you loud and clear. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Farr, did you want to chime in here?
Sorry, Commissioner Bozovich. There's nothing, Commissioner Bozovich, that I would add that hasn't been stated quite well by fellow commissioners. Thank you.
Thank you. Just wanted to make sure you had your opportunity.
Thank you.
So with that... public hearings been closed. So those folks that are out there raising your hand, I'm sorry, but we're past that point in our agenda. It's okay. we're on to board deliberations right now. So with that, are there any further comments from staff?
No, Chair.
So we have before us the ordinance 1501. Do we have a motion?
Commissioner Bozovich, before you do that, if I could intercede.
Thank you.
To the extent that it was a motion to adopt it or approve the ordinance, I would offer an interlineation, that is, an addition to what's there. This is not, does not go to the substance of the matter, doesn't affect your ability.
Zach, can you get really close to the mic and speak up for Commissioner Farr?
Let me know, Commissioner Farr, if you can't hear me. I'm going to suggest a short additional, some language to be added to the ordinance. It doesn't affect the substance of the ordinance. It doesn't affect the ability of the approval of this today. It really just goes to essentially the legislative history of what's there. And what I mean is there is the very last whereas paragraph in this ordinance refers to the two prior meetings we've had on this matter. And what, of course, is left off is today's. And so my suggestion is we add that just so that the legislative history of this ordinance is clear. Does that make sense?
Yes. So you're adding to the final whereas, you know, that today's notation of today's meeting, because the last, the whereas stopped at the January 27th.
Right. And that information isn't technically necessary to be there. It's there to be informative. And given that, it makes sense that it is complete to me. So if you want, I can suggest language to pen in there or not, up to the board.
It's, you know, I'll look to my fellow board members if they want to add that to a motion on the ordinance or not. It seems like a reasonable thing to put in there, seeing we make note of the other public meetings we've had on the ordinance, to list this meeting as well, the third reading. So, do you have your language prepared, or?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Do you want me to read that in now?
Yes, please.
All right. This I'm suggesting to be encompassed within the motion for approval of this, if there is such a motion, and the specific language would be add to the last whereas paragraph following the date of January 27, 2015, add the following language: conducted a third reading and continued public hearing on February 10, 2015. And then the remainder of that paragraph, which is already there, is and is now ready to take action.
Thank you. Do I have a board member that wants to take a stab at this or not? Or Commissioner Stewart.
Mr. Chair, I would move approval of ordinance number 15-01 in the matter amending Lane Cone Chapter 15 to adopt a vehicle registration fee, if approved by the Lane County voters in the May 2015 election, with the amendment stated by legal counsel, adding the third reading language.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Discussion.
Yes, who the second was, I'm sorry.
The second was Commissioner Lykin.
Thank you.
So moved by Commissioner Stewart, seconded by Commissioner Lykin. Sorry, I forget I have to announce for you there, Commissioner Farr. Discussion to the motion. Commissioner Stewart.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. And thank you to the citizens that have came and spoke in favor or opposed to this effort. I have been with staff to five different cities, spoke to numerous different groups about this and potential. In East Lane County, it's pretty loud and clear that this is going to be a challenge for the citizens I represent, because of the distances that they have to travel, or because of the levels of incomes that they're faced with, whether they're unemployed or disabled. You know, I read an article recently where Cottage Grove is one of the top 10 poorest cities in the state of Oregon. So I understand that this is going to be a challenge. On the flip side, I'm elected to help manage our resources, manage our infrastructure. And I can remember today, like it was almost yesterday, sitting in my grandfather's office back in the late 1980s. And my grandfather was grousing about the fact that it looked like the National Forest just was not going to be available to supply timber to Bohemia Lumber Company. And they were challenged with that, with the number of employees that they had, the products. At one time, Bohemia Lumber Company was one of the largest manufacturers of timber products in the Northwest, and employed well over 2,000 employees at one time. And he looked at me and he said, well, looks like the citizens someday will understand how much timber paid for in Lane County. And at that time, I had no idea that I would be in elected to a position to tackle this issue. We as a board have worked really, really hard to try to continue our SRS payments with the federal government, knowing that those payments help us provide these services. We've also worked to try to get the federal government to adopt new management plans that would, at some level, increase payments to the counties. But in the end, we are here today without further payments from the federal government. We have not seen any new adopted management plans for the ONC or federal forests, and we're faced with a fact that we have to make do with approximately $47 million a year less than what we had 6 years ago. And today, well, actually, 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, we addressed the some of that shortfall with help from the citizens to fund jail beds. And today we're possibly moving forward with the passage of this to ask the citizens if they'd support addressing essentially a quarter of the amount of money that we used to receive to manage our roads. And you've heard from our staff today the effort that we've made. We've reduced our staffing, not by choice, but because we had to. We've made decisions to cease programs, whether it's dust abatement, whether we mowed the aprons three times, now we're down to two, having to make choices to reduce the costs of that provision. You heard today the mention of yesterday's windstorm. Those are every year occurrences. The year before, or last year, we had an incredible ice event. And if we don't find some sort of a stable revenue local to fill that, it's going to be very, very difficult for us to continue to provide that level of service. And I'm supportive of sending us to a vote of the citizens to see if this is a legitimate way to make up and have some steady minimal income to provide maintenance for Lane County.
Commissioner Sorensen.
Thank you very much. You know, the choice before the Board of Commissioners today is pretty direct. Do we place this measure in front of the voters in the May election or not? And I'm voting for this measure. I think the voters of the county need the choice that's going to be placed in front of them. I wanted to thank a couple of people in particular that were instrumental in providing me with a lot of information leading up today. First is Ms. McKinney. I think she's done a great job of providing information to the board on the various limitations that the state legislation has placed on us. She's also given us a lot of data on how the money can be used, how the money can't be used, and we've honed and narrowed this project down to a yes or no vote for the people of Lane County. I also want to thank a couple of other people that don't work for the county but played a role in this. And one is Jim Wilcox. He is the South Eugene appointee on the Roads Advisory Committee, and he's an avid cyclist and avid advocate for a completely broad-based transportation system that involves cars, trucks, railroads, airplanes, bikes, people walking, buses, and a comprehensive transportation system. And he is one of the people on the Roads Advisory Committee that voted for forwarding this proposal to us. He doesn't work for Lane County government. He didn't have a dog in this fight. And like many of you in the audience that had different ideas, he had plenty of ideas as this process began. And last but not least, I'd like to thank Claire Surratt. She's our city councilor in Eugene that was one of the people when Commissioner Farr and I spoke to the Eugene City Council, heard our briefing about the proposal, and sent in her email encouraging the board to approve this. So I know that voting to put a matter before the voters takes some considerable energy on the part of staff and the board to formulate the proposal, look at all of the pros and cons of the proposal, and then decide whether the voters will decide this question or not. And I'm glad they're going to get a choice in May. Finally, I'd like to point out that on many issues, I approach them from a matter of principle, and that is, do I like the principle of being advantaged, you know, put forward? And a lot of times I take the view that, well, this is the kind of issue that where the principle trumps the practicality of it. You know, a great example of that is our great First Amendment right to speak. You know, I mean, I just have a strong view that no matter what people say, no matter how much I disagree with them, no matter how much I agree with them, I feel like they have a right to speak. And I think that is a very principled approach, that you know, I don't change my view based upon what the message is. But I also have a lot of times when I look at an issue very practically. You have a choice to go one way or the other, and you have real practical implications of the decision. And for me, this is one. I've got a district where people have literally been run over in the streets. And I've got crossings in my district where drivers are either unaware or don't care, and the pedestrian is literally killed. And I'll tell you how personal this is. At first, I've had crossings at places like the YMCA on Hilliard and Patterson, where kids were crossing the street, and there wasn't anybody killed there, but there were a lot of close calls and serious injuries. Then I had an actual, you know, people run over in three different intersections. And, you know, Saturday I was at my church potluck social, and one of the people I talked to was a woman who has lived in Eugene for 20 years. And on Monday, that's yesterday, she was run over and killed in Eugene. A person I just talked to on Saturday night. So this is, for me, a very practical thing. 40% of this money goes to the 12 cities in Lane County, and that money can be used for all street, road, sidewalk purposes. And I think it's going to save lives. So I think the voters should have an opportunity to vote on it.
Thank you. Commissioner Lycan?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Commissioner Sorensen, thanks for sharing that. Obviously very personal to you. You know, it's amazing how we all have personal stories, because I think I recall one that happened to me. I was serving probably no more than a year and a half as mayor, and a little boy who was no more than 2 months younger than my youngest son was killed by a truck on South 42nd Street on his bicycle. I'll never forget it, because not only was he killed, try being a mayor who's just barely, not even 40 years old yet, and you get a letter from his mother personally asking, please do something. probably my most proudest moment ever. People can talk about economic development. Look at South 42nd Street today. Sidewalks, bike paths, curb cuts all the way down. And Bob Stark Parkway was built because that is where trucks go today instead of South 42nd. That was the former truck route right through a neighborhood. So personal stories, I think, are important. So I really appreciate yours, Commissioner Sorensen. It hits hard. To be honest with you, I think, and Commissioner Stewart laid it out well, and that is we used to receive these timber dollars that would provide so much for our communities here in Lane County and in southwestern Oregon. I wish we weren't here today even talking about this. I wish we were still lobbying talking to our members of Congress saying, well, you know, how much is it this year? What kind of cut is it this year? What kind of replacement? What kind of in lieu of are we receiving this year? We're not. Unfortunately, we're trying, we're working with them, but unfortunately, we're just trying to get a retroactive, small, tiny payment to come back to Lane County instead of what occurred in the past. I wish we weren't here, but I think what has been brought forth is this is just an option, and I think it's a viable one. I don't believe the gas tax is sustainable whatsoever, and in fact, as I mentioned before, the state's looking at trying to coming up with an option to replace the gas tax because it's not funding roads anymore the way it used to. Now, let's face it, the CAFE standards of cars keep going up. They want cars to get 55 miles a gallon or something like that, or 45 or something, where somewhere in those lines, in the next 10 years. And the days of, you know, the Cadillac with the 500, 500 cubic inch engine, those are gone. So we're dealing with vehicles today that are efficient and can go a long way on a tank of gas, so it's not going to happen. So this is an option, and the citizens of Lane County will get this option to vote on it. And I will plan on supporting this. I know on Friday I was actually wondering if I planned on it because I just wanted to look at the numbers, and I think Mr. Stewart mentioned the same thing I'm running into in the city of Springfield, and that is it's an uphill battle. I know the Springfield City Council gave their full blessing, and they're fully behind this. But as I talk to citizens, they come back with a different story. And I try to break it down exactly why we're here, what we're trying to put forth, and what this means for not just Lane County, but for the city of Springfield. And this is just maintaining our roads. It's just like a business. You want your equipment to keep going, you have to maintain it. You don't want to buy it every 3 years. Instead, you want to go through and maintain it as long as you can keep that life. So this is really what it is. And I to the citizens of Lane County that took the time to come and testify, not only this time but the time before, I really appreciate that. The emails, the phone calls, the Engage Lane County, we've heard it, and I really appreciate it. But citizens of Lane County, you'll get the opportunity to vote on this in May, and this will be presented to you. And if, like I said before, you choose to go a different route, we've got a lot of smart people in this organization. We'll try to come up with something new or something different. But I believe this is a good opportunity for citizens. If you want to continue to maintain your livelihood and your roads throughout Lane County, which, by the way, you link that to economic development, this is lifeblood that gets you to your employment as well. So thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, Chair Bozovich.
Thank you. Commissioner Farr?
Thank you, Chair Bozovich. Just a few words to say. You know, I'm in Washington, D.C. right now, and one of my main tasks back here is to speak to each of our congressional delegates and explain to them how important it is that we receive the federal funding to replace the timber dollars that have been diminished over the last couple of decades. It's an uphill battle, generally speaking, because while our congressional delegation supports it, it's not universally supported by their colleagues in the Senate and the House of Representatives. Meantime, at home, we have issues that we're talking about today in the fall, and the issues that are going to be long-lasting and far more expensive to replace should we not move forward with the maintenance fee. You know, to help me with this trust decision, I've independently sought input from a wide range of people. In my hand, I have letters that I've received from seven mayors from throughout Lane County supporting placing this question on the ballot in May. Not necessarily in support of the question itself, but in support of placing it on the ballot in May. And that is what we're proposing to do at this point in time. When this comes to the vote, I am in support of it. And I wanted to offer my thanks to Ms. McKinney and her colleague for making certain that I was able to go out and provide accurate information to the many people who had many conditions and questions surrounding them. And as well, I will continue to seek and listen to questions and answer the questions clear up until Election Day, clear up until 5 o'clock on Election Day, and until the last people are turning in their ballots, answering questions to help people make their decision whether to vote yes or no on the May ballot. So at this point in time, I'm in favor of asking the people of Lane County, are you willing to support the maintenance fee to make certain that we don't have to pay far more to repair our roads down the road? Thank you, Chair Bozeman.
Thank you, Commissioner Farr. So I'll take my opportunity to weigh in on the Commissioner Farr, if you could mute your phone for a minute. Thank you. Take my opportunity to weigh in on the motion that's before us right now, which is to place what our Citizens Committee recommended to the board as the best option available for funding roads at this time under the current legal structure we have to operate under. And, you know, one of the things I want to mention that hasn't really come up, but there was a question in some of the public testimony, is how are we guaranteeing that this is going to be spent the way we said it's going to be spent? And one of the things that is part of this measure is a requirement that this fund be kept separately and audited every year to show that it is, at least the county portion, is being spent exactly the way we said, similar to the audit function we put on the jail levy. And we just, you know, last month got a report on the jail levy's audit, and it showed that we did exactly what we said we were going to do with those funds. We also, in addition to having an annual audit, are going to place our Roads Advisory Committee or some other citizen committee as an oversight committee of the spending of this money. So there will be accountability and transparency to the public if this measure is passed by the voters, exactly how this new resource will be spent. So, you know, for me, there's, you know, that's a really strong portion of placing this measure on the ballot, in that it does have a built-in transparency and accountability function into the actual measure. Folks will know exactly how their money is spent. But, you know, I have an interesting look at this. I'm the only board member that has a degree in engineering and practices a professional engineer for most of my career. It gives me a unique insight, having designed and constructed, reconstructed, cut open, repaired roads and bridges through most of my career. One of the things about roads that people may not get, but it's very similar to any other large asset you own, whether it's your house or your car, if you don't take care of them with regular maintenance, they will break down and cost you a lot of money in the future. The fortunate thing for Lane County is we have had a resource from federal timber funds, and we have kept our road system at a condition level that is far above a lot of other road systems. And it's a fortunate thing, because what it allows us to do is spend money on preventive maintenance at about $1 a square foot today, versus some cities that haven't had that timber funding have allowed some of their roads to get into such disrepair, they take full depth reconstruction, and they're having to pass bond measures worth tens of millions of dollars with a specific list of roads they're going to repair. They're fixing those roads. In the meantime, there are other roads around the city that are getting in that same condition, and they may never catch up. You know, it's paying to change your oil every 5,000 miles, or it's paying to replace your engine in 30,000 miles. Which makes more sense? You know, everybody that owns a vehicle understands it's far cheaper to change your oil. And what we're offering the voters, if we approve this ordinance today, is an opportunity to say, we're willing to change our oil. Or we're not willing to change our oil, we'll just wait 5 or 10 years and we'll see what happens, and we'll pay the price at that time. But it'll be the voters' decision. I'm hoping that they'll support this as the best option of how to keep changing the oil on that $6 billion asset that is our transportation system in Lane County. 1,440 miles of roads, 417 bridges, 22,000 signs, and who knows how many other culverts there are that we maintain. It's a big asset, and it would be irresponsible of me as a professional engineer and as an elected official to say, I'm going to ignore that for a few years. It would be easy for me to do. I mean, that's really what's happened in most cities and with a lot of infrastructure across America. It's a lot easier to kick down the can down the road as an elected official and ignore that because I might not be in office when it actually does break, and somebody else will have to increase the taxes 10 times more to fix it. But I think this board has been very forward-thinking and listening to our staff and the professionals that maintain our road system and understanding that we're better off doing a very small increase now for folks than having to make a huge increase later. That's going to compete with all of our other critical services for resources 5 or 10 years down the road. You know, if we do not take care of our roads, 5 years from now, those potholes and major repairs are going to be competing with our sheriff's department for jail beds and with, you know, our assessment and taxation for folks to keep those rules and for elections folks and all of our other services. We're better off spending that dollar today than $10 to $12 5 years from now. So I plan on supporting asking the voters whether they want to change their oil or replace an engine. So with that, is there any further discussion to the motion? This is an ordinance, so it will be a roll call vote. Mr. Mokahiski, will you call the roll?
Commissioner Sorensen?
Aye.
Commissioner Stewart?
Aye.
Commissioner Lykin?
Aye.
Commissioner Farr?
Commissioner Farr?
Commissioner Farr votes aye.
Thank you.
Commissioner Bozovich?
Aye.
Passes unanimously. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you. I'll remain on the line.
Thank you. We have one other item I want to get to that relates to this now that we have actually voted to move this forward to the ballot. Order 1502-1007 in the matter of referring a vehicle registration fee to the voters of Lane County for maintenance and preservation of safe roads and bridges, directing the publication of a voter's pamphlet and approving ballot language for the May 19th, 2015 election. And we have Ms. McKinney presenting on this also.
Thank you, Chair, Commissioners. So as I mentioned in the previous item, this is a board order that was dependent on your previous motion to approve the ordinance. And what this board order does is it authorizes staff to move forward with creation of the voter's pamphlet, as you all have directed. It also names five people to the committee. The code requires that if we do a voter's pamphlet, we have to use an impartial committee, a diverse group, to create a simple, impartial explanatory statement. And so we did solicit people on both for and against. We asked some of the folks who had either submitted written or oral testimony in opposition, people who had submitted testimony in favor, and then we also tried to find people who were neutral or still asking questions about this measure. And we also looked for diversity in terms of gender diversity, political diversity, et cetera. So those people represent that diversity to the best of the ability we were able to gather them. And then the third piece that the order does is it implements the ballot language that we would place on the ballot. It's consistent with all of the Secretary of State and county clerk's office with regards to the word limits, et cetera. So those are the three pieces that the three things that this order would do. I would note also with regards to that explanatory statement, the committee, we have a February 27th deadline. And after having spoken with the county clerk a few times, it's not just the ballot title that we want to be complete by the 27th, but it's also having all of those pieces, including the explanatory statement. So our intent is if you move this forward, we would create that committee within the next few weeks so we would be able to meet those deadlines. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Any questions for staff?
Is there a motion?
I have none.
Sorry, Commissioner Farr, I should have asked.
I'll do it this time.
Is there a motion? Commissioner Lycan.
I'll take it off Commissioner Stewart this time. So, move approval order 15-02-10-07, the matter of referring the vehicle registration fee to the voters of Lane County for maintenance and preservation of safe roads and bridges, directing the publication of a voter's pamphlet and approving ballot language for the May 19, 2015 election.
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Lycan, second by Commissioner Stewart. Is there any discussion to the motion? Commissioner Farr, any discussion?
None.
Seeing and hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? It passes unanimously, 5-0.
Commissioner Bozovich?
Yes, Commissioner Farr.
Now, this time, may I be excused? I'm going to step into Senator Berkeley's office to talk about secure rural schools.